Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Menachos, Daf Zayin, the first perek called Menachos. This perek has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mr. Dov Elias, with Zecher Nishmas, Mrs. Elias' father, Rav Moshe Horn, Ov Hashem, Rav Moshe Manes ben Yaakov Yitzchak, may his neshama have an aliyah. So the three daps are going to focus on, number one, Ben Becerra taught that an improperly performed kmitza can be returned to the original kli, provided it was not sanctified in the second kli. The Gemara asks that returning it to the first kli should likewise sanctify and disqualify permanently. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Zos omeres kli sharis in mekadshin el medas. This teaches that a kli sharis only sanctifies with intent to sanctify what is placed inside, and this kometz was returned without intent to be mekadoshet. Rav Amram answers that it was returned above the airspace of the kli sharis. This could not have been a bisa gedusha, a heaped vessel, but a tefufa, rounded to enable the kmitza to be taken from the kli's interior. Since returning the kometz to the hole left by the kmitza act would be mekadoshet, the Gemara explains that he places the kometz at the side of the kli and shakes it, the nafal memela, and it falls inside on its own. And it's considered as if a monkey returned the kometz, which is not mekadoshet, for even if intent is not required, a human act is required. Point number two, Rav Nachman asked Avimi how to perform kmitza and how to be mekadosh the kometz, and Avimi answered each time with this kli, which was on the ground, if it would be a kli sharis. When asked if one could perform kmitza or be mekadosh the kometz with a kli on the ground, Avimi replied, Demagle Kohen, I meant where a Kohen lifted it. However, Rav Sheshes and Rava both derive that kmitza can be performed from a kli on the ground from the fact that only four Kohanim are necessary to remove the lechem apanim from the Shulchan. Two remove the two loaves, and two remove the two bezikin, the spoons of Lavona, which are burned on the Mizbeach, and their removal parallels kmitza of a normal mincha. Still, additional Kohanim are not required to lift the Shulchan during the removal, proving that kmitza can be taken from a kli on the ground. Rava additionally proved that one may be mekadosh a mincha in a kli on the ground from the fact that four kohanim placed the new lechem upon him on the shulchan, two for the loaves and two for the bezichin, and no kohanim need to lift the shulchan. However, Rava said that the kometz cannot be placed into a kli on the ground, deriving it from the parallel kabbalas hadam of a carbon, which must be in a lifted kli. And point number three, the Gemara objects that Rava does not derive laws of placing the kometz from a kabbalas hadam. Regarding kometz shechalalko b'shnei kelim, a kometz which was divided into two kelim for sanctification, Rav Nachman ruled it is not kadosh, and Rava ruled it is, although dam of achatas hapanimis, which was received in two kelim, less than the necessary shira hazah in each kli, is not valid. The Gemara answers that Rava retracted this second ruling and agreed with Rav Nachman. The source disqualifying dam received in two kelim is presented. A braisa teaches that if one was mekadosh less than the shear of water for a mechatas in one kli, and again in another kli, the water is invalid for mechatas even after being combined. They ask if the same applies to a dam chatas. Is the law mechatas halacha Moshe Mitzrayim and cannot be applied elsewhere? Or is its reason because v'tavo b'mayim, and you shall dip it in the water, implies that the same water used for dipping is the amount needed for kiddush? If so, the similar phrase regarding carbon chatas with batavot badam and he shall dip it in the blood would require a full shir hazah during Kabbalah. Molazer said the law applies to dam chatas, and Rava quoted a braisa saying the same. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Ben Becerra taught that an improperly performed kmitza can be returned to the original kli provided it was not sanctified in the second kli. The Gemara asks that returning it to the first kli should likewise sanctify and disqualify permanently. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Zos omeres kli sharis in mekadshin el medas. This teaches that a kli sharis only sanctifies with intent to sanctify what is placed inside, and this kometz was returned without intent to be mekadoshet. Rav Amram answers that it was returned above the airspace of the kli sharis. This could not have been a bisa gedusha, a heaped vessel, but a tefufa, rounded to enable the kmitza to be taken from the kli's interior. Since returning the kometz to the hole left by the kmitza act would be mekadoshet, the Gemara explains that he places the kometz at the side of the kli and shakes it, the nafal memela, and it falls inside on its own. And it's considered as if a monkey returned the kometz, which is not mekadoshet, for even if intent is not required, a human act is required. Point number two, Rav Nachman asked Avimi how to perform kmitza and how to be mekadosh the kometz, and Avimi answered each time with this kli, which was on the ground, if it would be a kli sharis. When asked if one could perform kmitza or be mekadosh the kometz with a kli on the ground, Avimi replied, Demagle Kohen, I meant where a kohen lifted it. However, Rav Sheshes and Rava both derive that kmitza can be performed from a kohen on the ground from the fact that only four kohanim are necessary to remove the lechem apanim from the shulchan, to remove the two loaves, and to remove the two bezikin, the spoons of lavona, which are burned on the mizbeach, and their removal parallels kmitza of a normal mincha. Still, additional kohanim are not required to lift the shulchan during the removal, proving that kmitza can be taken from a kli on the ground. Rava additionally proved that one may be makadish a mincha in a kli on the ground from the fact that four kohanim placed the new lechem upanim on the shulchan, two for the loaves and two for the bezichin, and no kohanim need to lift the shulchan. However, Rava said that the komets cannot be placed into a kli on the ground, deriving it from the parallel kabbalah sadam of a carbon, which must be in a lifted kli. And point number three, the Gemara objects that Rava does not derive laws of placing the komets from a kabbalah sadam. Regarding komets shechalalko b'shnei kelim, a komets which was divided into two kelim for sanctification, Rav Nachman ruled it is not kadosh, and Rava ruled it is, although dam of achatas hapanimis, which was received in two kelim, less than the necessary shira hazah in each kli, is not valid. The Gemara answered that Rava retracted this second ruling and agreed with Rav Nachman. The source disqualifying dam received in two kelim is presented. A braisa teaches that if one was mekadosh less than the shear of water for a mechatas in one kli, and again in another kli, the water is invalid for mechatas even after being combined. They ask if the same applies to a dam chatas. Is the law mechatas halacha Moshe Mesinai and cannot be applied elsewhere? Or is its reason because v'tavo b'mayim, and you shall dip it in the water, implies that the same water used for dipping is the amount needed for kiddush? If so, the similar phrase regarding carbon chatas, v'tavo b'dam, and he shall dip it in the blood, would require a full shir hazah during Kabbalah. Melazer said the law applies to dam chatas, and Rava quoted a braisa saying the same. All right, so now we get our siman daf zayin, and our standard siman is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the siman, a gun, so here goes. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid komets to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadosh it by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a kli on the ground, and doing an invalid kmitza by dividing it into two kelim, all in under a minute. Once again, slow motion. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps. Armed guard? That must be on daf zayin, kli zayin, weapon, gun. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid komets to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadosh it by shaking it so it falls in, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how to return the invalid komets to the original kli without being mekadosh it automatically. Since returning the komets to the hole left by the kmitza act would be mekadosh it, the Gemara explains that he places the komets at the side of the kli and shakes it, but nafal mamela, and it falls inside on its own, and it's considered as if a monkey returned the komets, which is not mekadosh it, for even if intent is not required, a human act is required. So the obstacle training course of the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid komets to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadosh by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a kli on the ground, which reminds us, Rav Nachman asked Avimi how to perform kmitza and how to be mekadosh the komets, and Avimi answered each time with this kli, which was on the ground, if it would be a kli sharis. When asked if one could perform kmitza or be mekadosh the komets with a kli on the ground, Avimi replied, I meant where a kohen lifted. However, Rav Sheshes and Rava both derive that kmitza can be performed from a kli on the ground from the fact that only four kohanim are necessary to remove the lechem apanim from the shulchan. So the obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid komets to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadosh it by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a kli on the ground, and doing an invalid kmitza by dividing it into two kelim, all in under a minute, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses receiving the komets, damchatas, or mechatas divided in two kelim. So once again, the obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid komets to the side of the kli without intent to be mekadosh it by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a kli on the ground, and doing an invalid kmitza by dividing it into two kelim, all in under a minute. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Gimel, so the Simran Daf Gimel is a Gamal, camel. So here goes. The camel, that must be one Daf Gimel, Gamal. The camel who ran away terrified when he saw a kohen shecht a bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, if one shechts a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon Pesach or Ashem, which must be a lamb or ram, respectively, is fully valid. The ego parba Pesach or Ashem leka, because there's no such thing as a calf and bull used as a Pesach or Ashem. So the camel who ran away terrified when he saw a cone shek the bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, confused the cone bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, which reminds us, according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon validates menachos with the intent for another mincha, but not for intent for a carbon. So the camel ran away terrified when he saw a cone shek the bulls at Pesach, which was kasha because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, confused the cone bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, and another cone bringing a mincha machavas to say he's bringing it as a marcheshes and not a minchas marcheshes, which reminds us, Ravashi offers a final answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings. If the kmitza of a machvas was performed ushu marcheshes for the sake of a marcheshes, it's valid because b'mana k'machashe, because he's intending it to be for the sake of a particular vessel, and a machshava on a vessel doesn't invalidate because it's a meaningless intent. However, if the kmitza was made ushu minchas marcheshes for the sake of a minchas marcheshes, then he's intending it for a mincha whose intention does invalidate. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. Next to the Pasal Menachos door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. Next to the Pasal Menachos door, where a Minchas Chote and Minchas Kenos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Lishma, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that Minchas Chote and Minchas Kenos performed Shelo Lishma are invalid. So next to the Pasal Menachos door, where a Minchas Chote and Minchas Kenos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Lishma, and a Minchas Omer brought Lo Lishma was left on the right side since it came to be matzah the new grain, but didn't permit it, which reminds us, Rav said, Minchas Omer shikmatza shelo Lishma psua. The Mincha of the Omer, whose kmitza was performed shelo Lishma, is completely invalid. Hoil va'as lahatev lo hitira, since it came to permit the new grain and didn't permit it. Since the purpose of this mincha is to permit chadash, and it failed to do so since the carbon brought shelo Lishma does not count for the obligation, it's possible. So next to the Pasal Menachos door, where a Minchas Chote and Minchas Kenos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Lishma, and a Minchas Omer brought Lo Lishma was left on the right side since it came to be matya the new grain, but didn't permit it. There was another door where one Yorish entered to bring his late mother's Ola, which is Machaper, but another man was prohibited to come through with his late mother's Chatas since it's a Makshir, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Makshirin versus Machaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death. This is illustrated by a Mishnah which teaches that if a woman gave birth, brought her chatas and died, her yorshim bring her ola, which is a machaper. However, if she instead brought her ola and died, her yorshim do not bring her chatas, which serves as a makshir to allow her to eat kachim. Daf hay, so the symbol for daf hay is hay, or haystack. So here goes. The two kohanim on a hayride. Hayride? That must be on daf hay, hay. The two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who were arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo lishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that a minchas haomer whose kmitza was performed shelo lishma is valid, but its remainder may not be eaten until another minchas haomer is brought and permits it, since the omer is brought from chadash, and the first omer did not permit chadash. So the two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who are arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer is brought shelo lishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, which reminds us, Rava says, that a minchas haomer whose kmitza was performed shelo lishma is kosher, and its shirayim may be eaten, and no other minchas haomer is required to permit it. He explains that shelo lishma intent is completely ineffective for the minchas haomer, because disqualifying intent is only affected by someone fit for the avoda, and only with something which is fit for the avoda, and only in a place which is fit for the avoda. The Gemara explains each phrase. So the two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who were arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo lishma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, were being pulled by a treifa whose disqualification for a carbon cannot be learned out from his partner, the Baal Mum, which reminds us, a braisa darshans min ha-bakar from the cattle, hosias a treifa to exclude a treifa from being used as a carbon. The braisa asks that this should be derived from a kal v'chomer. Ma bal mum shmuteres lehediot. If a blemished animal, which is permitted in consumption for a commoner, a surah gvoa, is forbidden for the Most High, meaning as a carbon, then a trefa, which is forbidden in consumption for a hediot, should certainly be forbidden as a carbon. The Gemara will begin a long discussion on the topic. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword, that must be more in Dav Vav. The sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trepha and ineligible to be brought as a carbon. Which reminds us, Gemara brings three sources disqualifying trepha as a carbon and explains why each one was needed. So the swordsman that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trepha and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a czar swordsman who mistakenly did kmitza and returned the bowl to a kohen to redo. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas about returning an improperly taken kometz to the kli to repeat the kmitza. So the sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trepha and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a czar swordsman who mistakenly did kmitza and returned the bowl to a kohen to redo, who told him that it would not be possible since the swordsman was already mekadesh the kmitza in a kli. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas that Ben Beser allows returning the kometz after being mekadesh it in a kli. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which duff does the Gemara bring the swords that a minchas chote and minchas chanos performed shalol l'shma are invalid? That's on duff. Dalad. Good. Number 2. Its makeup demonstrates that it's being prepared for a certain type of mincha. That's on duff. Beis. Good. Number 3. Which duff do we discuss what the din is of an oz bamas yachid that was brought lifnim and then brought l'chutz? That's on duff. Kufchav. Good. Number 4. Which duff do you discuss receiving the kometz or damchatas mechatas divided in two kelim? That's on duff. Zion. Good. Number 5. Which duff do we learn there? According to Rabba, Rabbi Shimon validates menachos with intent for another mincha, not intent for a carbon. That's on duff. Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which duff do we learn according to Rabbi Ashi, Rabbi Shimon validates a kamitza made l'shum marcheshes, not l'shum minchas marcheshes. That's on duff. Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which duff do you discuss placing the kometz in a kli on the ground? That's on duff. Zion. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we learn that if one shucks a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon pesach or ashim, which must be a lamb or ram respectively, it is fully valid? That's on duff. Gemel. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we learn how to return the invalid kometz to the original kli without being mekadeshit automatically? That's on duff. Zion. Great. And number 10. Which duff do we learn that Reish Lakish holds that a mincha ha'omer that was brought shalom shema is kosher, but its shirayim cannot be eaten until another mincha ha'omer is brought? That's on duff. Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.